it's usually deeper than that. It's usually not so much about the money and more about our worthiness and our lovability and our deservingness to have happiness, to have abundance, to have success. So it's, you know, the money is only kind of the surface layer. But you usually when you get down to it, it's something around, I'm not worthy.
Yeah. And how do you work on being worthy? Because I just to give you an example, this podcast, I've had more than 150 people right now that are like at the top level in the world in their field. And one of the main reasons that most of them have come so far is because they want to be fucking loved, which means they have had a belief system that if I do this, I'm worthy, right? Which creates performance, right? I'm not sure if I want to use the word success, because I think for me, success is also being happy, but it creates great performances in like sports or business and things like that. But so what's your opinion about that, and how can you change that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely created success, abundance from that place of unworthiness and trying to validate my worth by achieving more and more and more. Yeah. So it was kind of this.
And it's never enough, right?
Never enough. You know, it's like you think you're at the top of the mountain. It's just like you turn and then it keeps going up. And it's this insurmountable mountain that, you know, just creates so much strife and anxiety and depression. And, you know, it was really challenging for me. And just seeing where my success came from, this place of, you know, achieve in hopes that one day I would be worthy or I would be good enough. And wow, you know, it was so damaging. And I think, you know, there were so many platitudes that I heard that just never really resonated. And then one day I was at a retreat that it clicked in for some reason. It was just talking about something that I'd heard before, but it never landed until then, this idea that our worth is inherent, right? Like we come into this world 100% worthy. Like you would never look at a baby and be like, oh, you know, you're too fat, or you're not good enough, and send it back kind of thing, right? Yeah. Like every child that comes into this world is 100% worthy of being here. And then we just create these stories from our distorted perceptions or our inherited trauma and all of these different things, that we create these narratives, these false illusory beliefs that, you know, we could ever not be worth, you know, that we're, our worth is mutable, right? Yeah. So this idea, and you know, it's conditioned too. So in our academic system, right? So as a kid, if you work hard, you get a gold star. And, you know, you're rewarded for doing and achieving rather than for being. And so a lot of parents will unknowingly, you know, reprimand their child, or, you know, good boy, bad boy, that kind of thing. And it's like linking the behavior to the worth of the child. And so they think, oh, well, you know, I just dumped my plate of food on the floor, and now I'm a bad boy. So now I have shame, right? And it's not just that I did a bad thing, but it's that I am bad. And so we take this on, but the reality is we always are 100% worthy, and no one or nothing can ever add or take away from that. So all of the compliments, all of the praise, all of the recognition, all of the social media likes, none of it enhances your worth. It doesn't make you any worthier than, you know, the homeless person on the street, or, you know, anyone else on the planet. And, you know, nothing else can be taken away from you. Your worth cannot be taken away because someone is trolling you or cuts you down or criticizes you or judges you. It just doesn't change. And so when I really sat with that, it landed for the first time, and I was like, wow,